Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy, Rude Dog Reyes, on the RudeDogShow.com. This is my 2017 NFL draft pick. Yes, I said 2017. I'm ahead of schedule. You can't blame me for that. However, the amount of talent that exists, especially with players like today's guest, hailing from New Haven, Tyler Condon. He's explosive, dynamic, and he's only going to get better moving into his junior season. I said junior season. He's a standout. His numbers are very impressive. He possesses a skill set. But you know what? That doesn't tell the whole story. Let's let Tyler tell the story. Tyler, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. My pleasure. This is not a moment's notice. This has been in the making for a little while here. And we're going to kind of jump right into it here. There have been some comparisons, well, at least my comparison, talking about how you look like a young James Harrison, perhaps. Not to mention the pass rush, which seems to be engraved in his play style, his mindset, and his work ethic. Not to mention an innate capability of sniffing out plays when they have a chance to be extended by the offense, a shutdown linebacker, if you will. There's a majority of football smarts that can be ascertained on any level, any field, and you're refining that inside the classroom as well. You understand formation, stances, and you're only going to get better with reps and consistency. Rest assured, Tyler, that you will get to the next level with your skill and your tenacity. How's your day?
Well, thank you. It's good. I just want to say thank you again for having me on. And I'm truly honored by that comparison. I know you're a huge Steelers fan. James Harrison's one of the greats. He's been doing it for 12-plus years, dominating every year. It seems like he just gets better with age. And I would have to attribute that to his film studies, work in the offseason, the stuff you don't see when you're just looking at the surface. You got to go deeper and check it out.
Definitely. This is a must-watch for you. And to be honest with you, this is a must-watch for scouts as well heading into the 2017 NFL season. These guys are looking at you a lot sooner than you think. And you may look in the stands and just see a regular person, but I'll tell you what, there's somebody down there documenting your play, who you are, asking people about you. And I can't wait to see what you have in store for people watching you now moving into your senior season. Look, I looked at film. I've looked at a lot of film. I've studied a lot of players, and you have a growth pattern about you. And to be honest with you, if scouts aren't looking now, they need to be. I'm telling you right now, of all levels, on all levels, Division I, Division II, and Division III, these guys are getting into the NFL a lot sooner than later, and it's a growing trend amongst NFL teams. Let's jump right into this. As you exited high school, moving on to the next level in your football and academic career, where your accolades up to this point are well documented as a three-time All-Super Essex Conference first-team selection, not second, first-team, two-time New Jersey Super, 100 All-State team selection, and an All-Essex County selection. That's huge, because what that says is that you're standing out on various levels, not just there on a academic level, but on a collegiate level as well in the entire county of Essex, which is pretty large by comparison. A team captain and an MVP as a senior in high school, and you were a member of the honor roll. Did you believe that the amount of playing time at New Haven would be similar to what you had done in high school?
Originally, no, to be honest. I mean, when I first got there, I was redshirted for a year. The next season, I saw playing time on special teams and rotating my linebacker. And then this past season was my first full season starting, and it pretty much just exploded from there. I really have to credit my high school linebacker coach for pretty much everything, because this guy worked with me up to like 3 hours a day, just teaching me film study, teaching me defenses, teaching me offenses. So that's really my base of my skill set that I truly believe is why I excel.
Most definitely, you know, looking at high school looking at New Haven and what you were able to do at New Haven, I mean, was there a discussion with coaching staff previously? I mean, what was it about that conversation, or did you have one with the coaching staff there at New Haven?
Basically, they sold me on tradition. It was a program that had been successful in the 90s, early 2000s, and then it was actually disbanded for 5 years due to lack of budget. But the alumni came together, basically got the program back on its feet, and that's when I basically came back in, and they were just coming off two straight playoff appearances. And that was just something I wanted to be a part of.
Everybody wants to be a part of tradition, and we could always atone tradition to not only what we've done before, but where we're looking at actually going. And you bought into the progressive mindset that this coaching staff had. Obviously, you were prepared for the conversation in advance. So, I mean, was there a potential on the field during that conversation? And when did you feel that essentially there was no playing time in 2012? Or was that a shocker to you?
It was a little bit of a shocker. I mean, I had dominated in high school. I had some higher division offers, just walk-on spot. So I really thought I was going to step into New Haven and be the guy right away. But there's a little bit of a learning curve, and there's actually a 50th senior in front of me by the name of Matt Falco, who's to this day one of my best friends. He told me everything I needed to know about the difference between high school and college. I mean, this kid took me basically from a little kid and taught me how to be a man on the football field.
I bet that was kind of shocking to you. I can only imagine being on the field and having somebody younger than you essentially just give you the down low.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really humbling experience. He wasn't the most talented guy, but he definitely put in the work. In the film room in the weight room to succeed. He wasn't definitely, by no stretch of the imagination, was the most athletic guy, but he was a tough little guy, and he was smarter than anyone I've ever played with.
Something had to change between seasons, 2012 to 2013, and there are a lot of reasons why. However, the reasons that I know about don't even come close to what you had went through, because in 2013, you played all games. You had game best 17 solo tackles, 25 assists, totaling 42 tackles. That is not a meek effort by any means. How was going from not playing at all in 2012 to essentially explode in the ways that you did in 2013? I mean, what was it that the coaching staff seen in you during that off season to make them change their mind?
I would have to say just my work in the weight room and my work in winter conditioning and spring ball. I got a full spring of being the starter, but the guy in front of me had a shoulder surgery. So I was getting a lot more reps, and I think that definitely translated to the fall. And, I mean, I was able to play a decent amount of snaps at linebacker and special teams, and I just tried to get better every day, and it's working out for me so far.
Absolutely. Look, it's a mentally tough job in itself. Forget being on a football team for a minute. We're talking on the sideline for an entire season. No action, but there was something that clicked in your mind to make you want to not only exceed their expectations, but your own. What was it like to be in your first game? How did you approach that game from a mental and emotional standpoint?
It was just like being a little kid again. Basically what you dream about in third grade, just going out there having fun. And then once that first snap hits you, get that first hit, it's just back to playing football. All the emotions are gone. It's just back to what you've been doing your whole life.
It's similar to that of riding a bicycle. You know, we can always say, well, you know, it's like getting back on a bike. I'm sure you've heard that expression many times.
Yeah.
And the struggle that you went through, just watching every game unfold, wins and losses, that just said to your mind, you know what, I know that I can attribute to this defense to make them stronger, to make them even that much more opportunistic when it comes to, you know, defensive end rushes, when it comes to, you know, nickel packages, things of that nature. I mean, there was an opportunity, and it was seen in your eyes on the side of that field. What did you believe you could make a difference with on the defensive line in 2013 from a 2012 standpoint?
My pass coverage and my open field tackling. Those have been two of my stronger points ever since I've been playing the game.
In 2014, there was something that not only clicked in your mind, but it was a motor. And I've seen it play after play with you on the field. It doesn't seem to have an end. The way you play seems beyond reproach as you head into your junior season. I can only imagine what your senior season would actually be like. There's so much to say. I mean, your achievements on the field are very noted. There are scouts out there looking at you, and if there are not, you should be. You should be looking at Tyler Condit by now. You must be highly impressed with his athleticism and academic stability moving forward. Tyler, let's look at this from a different view. College Football USA All-American honorable mention. Daktronics first-team All-Super Region. College Football USA first-team All-Super Region. Dan Hansen Football Gazette All-Super Region. First-team All-New England. Greater New Haven defensive player. Northeast 10 first-team defense. You started all games. In those 11 games, not only that, but you led the New England 10 and recorded second-highest single-season total in New Haven history with 133 tackles. I mean, there's so much that can be said, and the list goes on. When these mentions were stockpiling, they had came at you at different times through 2012. What was it about these whirlwind of emotions, and were they overwhelming to you?
In the beginning, I would say the first game was tough. This 2014 was the first year I was really that guy, being the leader of the defense, setting fronts, setting coverages, checks, audibles, all that. So, I mean, there was definitely a learning curve the first couple of games. But as the season went on, I definitely settled in. And I mean, if you look at tape and stats and that, I actually finished the last eight games of the season with 10-plus tackles in each game. And in the last three, I had 16-plus. So I would expect the 2015 season to start off with a bang, not have that little learning curve.
There's no learning curve. All that is left for you is the movement to the next level. And I mean the next level in your senior season and moving forward in the 2017 NFL Draft. Again, I know we're early, but I wanted to get you on so that way not only were people in your community looking at you, scouts looking at you, but you can look at yourself and say, you know what, there's room for improvement. And with all NFL players, college players on all levels, Division 1, 2, and 3, always looking for improvement. So as you head into the 2015 season at New Haven, what would you consider to be your largest strengths and notable weaknesses?
My largest strength, I would definitely say, is my head. Just the film study, knowing what the offense wants to do, knowing what my defenders are doing behind me, what they're doing in front of me, so I can play off them. Tackling is definitely one of my bigger strengths. And I would say my weakness is pass rush. I didn't really get the opportunity to pass rush as much this past season, just due to the defensive line we had in front of us. And another one of the things I want to continue to improve is being a better teammate. I think that's huge, especially when you're trying to win conference championships, national championships.
Well, this is a collective win. Like we're talking offense, defense. We're talking clicking on all cylinders on every down. And as the 2015 NFL season is upon us, who are you looking at right now as being someone in the NFL that you'd like to be drafted by in the 2017 NFL draft?
To be honest, thankfully, any of these coaches or staffs would be an honor. But my favorite team is the Houston Texans. It's just a love I've had ever since they drafted Glenn Cushing, who's also from the JV. He's willing to play, but he always try to emulate in my game.
Yeah, Brian Cushing's one of those guys where you better watch out. You know, he's going to get you. And if he doesn't get you, at that point, he will eventually get you. You definitely know it.
I mean, the one thing I really admire when I watch him is it seems relentless pursuit. I mean, this guy's always on the ball. He's always hitting blockers. He's always hitting receivers. That's just something I'm really trying to emulate.
Most definitely. I can see that in you. I know there was another comparison that was made in regards to you looking like Brian Cushing. To be honest with you, there would be a lot of current teams right now with futuristic needs for someone of your talent. And the fact that you're getting better and better and better and better all the time definitely speaks for not only your progression, but it also speaks for your mental fortitude. Because look, this is a game of toughness, mentally and physically. But without having the mental fortitude to execute what your body needs to on the field, you're not going to progress. You're not going to get better. As a matter of fact, it's harder to stay at the top than it is getting there. Because you always have people younger than you who could knock you out, who would ultimately take that spot from you. Lots of training camps are feeling the injury bug right now, especially the Steelers, with Hubbard being out and Robert Golden dodging a bullet on a hit. A lot of camps need, and heading into this weekend, the Steelers versus Vikings, a Hall of Fame game. Not a lot of starters are going to be in that game, but rest assured, you're going to have guys who are capable of handling those respective positions. Injuries occur there. They can happen at any time. How do you keep from becoming one of those injury-free players?
Basically, I owe that mostly to my strength and conditioning staff. I mean, they're working with us every day, just getting our bodies ready. Ice bath, definitely love that thing. That's probably the biggest thing I attribute my my health to, but our training staff is good as well. I mean, they take care of us up there.
They definitely have. There's been some pretty good players that had came from New Haven. I believe that you're going to be the next one to exit in the 2017 NFL draft. So, Tyler, thank you so much for being on today. It was a great time talking with you, moving forward, and hopefully you'll be able to not only be the man, but be the man that people are scouting after, that are looking for to make that next evolutionary step into greatness. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me on.
Hey, it's my pleasure. And if there's anything that I can do moving into the 2017 NFL draft, let me know.
Will do. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You as well. And with that being said, Steeler Nation, this has been Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.